Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Domino's mind is a vast wasteland of stuff.
This has wildly exceeded my expectations of stupidity.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
Well, another day, another 13-member committee. We've got a new board of directors in the PGA, and Tiger Woods is going to be a vice chairman. But it's a 13-member board. I don't even know what their responsibilities are. I have no idea what they're doing. But boy, does it seem like it's good work.
They should show up with wigs in part like they're in Parliament. Speaking mock British accents. I mean, go all in.
I don't even...
A lot of mumbling in the background.
PGA Tour Enterprises Board of Directors. I don't even know. I tried reading this thing. I don't even know what they do or don't do. I think it's just everybody says, you know, we're really not official unless we have a committee of some sort.
Well, you got to have 13, right? PGA That's the number.
All right, let's go through a couple of things. I said, you want the good news or the bad news about Chris Sims' quarterback list? Top six quarterback prospects.
Let's start with the good news.
Oh, the good news is Drake May is insulted that he is listed as a project at number six.
What's the bad news?
Yeah, he put two laughing so hard he's crying emojis to get his point across.
Well, as you said, you can't have your quarterback doing that. That's how you view things, Kristen.
I'm out. Two laughing so hard I'm crying emojis with Chris Sims' thing. Like, I guess he quoted it. Is that what it is? You quote tweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he did. With two laughing so hard I'm crying emojis. Now, I'm going to tell you, could there have been worse emojis he could have picked? Sure. Sure. He could have picked a
middle finger emoji.
Or fruit of some sort. Hands praying. I don't even know what any of this stuff is.
The eggplant emoji.
He shouldn't have done that.
A lot of different directions.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. My thing is I wouldn't have done it. Hey, you hear what Deion Sanders said? You know why he took the Colorado job? God told him to. I'm not even lying. He described it as a message from God to take the Colorado job, even though two other schools came out of nowhere at the last minute and offered us a ton of money, significantly more.
Listen, man, whatever works for you, I suppose.
All right. Isn't that right? Reggie White went to the Packers?
Yeah, Reggie White went to Green Bay over Cleveland because God told him. He made the right choice.
Yeah.
In retrospect.
Yeah.
God was on his side there.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm just...
He could have played for the devil in Art Modell.
I'm just wondering when his kids graduate if God is going to tell them to stay in Colorado. That's my... And listen, God can change his mind just like everybody else. All right, if I told you that this happened in a town, a guy stole a train. He basically cuts a lock, hotwires a train, and drives the train. What state do you think that would happen in? What state? Come on. It's easy. It's only one state.
Florida.
Florida. Of course it was. You know a guy last year...
They had trains in Florida.
They're still looking for him. Of course they have trains. They go through a lot of small towns.
I'm kidding.
A guy, he clipped a lock, jump-started a train, and then drove it for 7 miles through like a town. You know where those whole, right in the middle of the town, there come the train tracks? He had no idea what he was doing, but he took a train 7 miles. I'm not saying it's only Florida, but boy, is that
not a
Florida
thing.
Were
the cops like on the tracks following him in a smaller train with a siren and lights on it?
They couldn't understand why the train things didn't go down or something. They were like, I don't think that train is supposed to be on the tracks moving right now. They never found the guy. I think they call everybody in this case, don't they call them Florida Man? Like every time something happens, Florida Man. This is another version of Florida Man. And I think what the joke is, I think they think one guy is doing all this crazy stuff in Florida.
Add that to the countless stories.
7 miles. Can you imagine the danger that... I mean, seriously, if you know how to drive a train, I don't think this is good.
So if you're going through the small towns, do you have to, as the engineer of the train, do you have to trip the lights and the guardrails when they come down, or does that automatically happen?
Yeah, I think you honk a horn, and I think you do all those things.
Yeah, you have to do all those things, and I don't know if that was happening if he was, going on that 7 mile route.
He jumped, he left the train 7 miles away, and nobody could, like, is this supposed to be here?
Like the tracks go by Marietta Square. Do you have to block,
exactly.
Do you have to block your ears when the train horn sounds?
No,
I do.
Okay.
It's way too loud for me.
All right.
So I look stupid when I do that.
Of course you do. Oh, fireworks. I watch people do that during fireworks. If a crowd gets really loud in a building, it might be one of my top three pet peeves of all time.
Okay.
If you're an adult and you're covering your ears, at anything.
It's so loud.
I don't care if a space shuttle is taking off.
Right there next to the train.
7 feet away.
It's 7 feet away from the train. That thing's loud.
It's not so loud that you as a grown-ass man should be putting your fingers in your ears. Do you know what this is? I can name that tune in how many notes?
This is Raiders of the Lost Ark. Right.
This is a guy named John Williams who's up for another Academy Award.
It's beautiful.
Award. Yeah. But I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about John Williams.
Just gives me a reason to reenact that scene.
You want the good news or the bad news with John Williams? Want the good news or the bad news?
I always insist on the good news first.
54 Oscar nominations.
So that's great news. What's the bad news?
He's lost 49 times.
At least, that's, as your father would say, at least he knows what it's like to win a few Oscars.
92 years old.
Big Chuck D'Amino always saw the positive in situations. Big Chuck, he weighed about 130 pounds.
And he was an Italian from Brooklyn who saw the bright side of things, and he didn't really mother blank anybody. He was an anomaly, man. He was an anomaly. He looked it. He just didn't act it. He looked like Ricky Ricardo. Like
our fathers, in retrospect, if they were still alive, they'd be horrified that we're doing this for a living.
Of course.
We're getting paid money to do this.
Of course. I told my father I met Pee Wee Reese. And, like, I don't know what was supposed to excite him, but that really excited him. And he was sort of like the whole thing, and you're doing this for a living? And then what was my mother screaming in the background? Just finish something. Get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know who these people are? And when I say people, I use that term loosely.
I'm not sure this floor is entirely smooth. Oh, hello. I don't believe we have been introduced.
Well, this is from Star Wars.
A pleasure to meet you. I am C-3PO.
That's human. And, of course, he's talking to R2-D2.
Right. Again, this just reaffirms I never really missed anything by not seeing it, but...
It's not for us.
This C-3PO guy, you know what he's doing? He's having a second auction. He's got a C-3PO suit that they think is going to go for $1 million.
Do you think it's some of those conventions, you know, after hours? C-3PO was having a good time.
Why don't you just ask me if I'm going to watch Mike Tyson and Jake Paul? You know the answer to the question before, yes.
Because I think...
Watch that fight, and yes.
I've always believed. I don't know this for
Chewbacca
sure.
Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And Princess Leia... And Darth Vader. Right.
You can go on and on.
They've all done everything.
I've always believed at the Comic Cons like that.
Uh-huh.
The belief is there. And I don't know this. This
go
is
ahead.
Just my opinion. I'll allege this. If you do anything in character, it doesn't count. So if I cheat on my wife, I'm in character here, so it doesn't count.
Think about
and if
this
she
thing.
Cheats on me, we have an understanding. It doesn't count because we're in character.
So what if you're actually in character in Las Vegas? It really, really doesn't count. That would be the one place if you went to one of those conventions, I'm assuming. Yeah, I would imagine everybody's done everything in every type of cosplay,
but again, it's
Star Wars character.
But it's okay, because we're in character.
Do you also understand that there's some bit player character in some of these that, like, you become the, oh, wait, I'm the guy, I'm not Darth Vader. I'm, like, the other guy. And then you probably become, oh, he's so cool. He wore that. And then maybe you get more run
maybe.
In the world of...
Maybe. Points for originality.
Happens. Yeah. I'd like to think I don't need to do cosplay to have played the way that, you know, you're talking about. I don't think I need to go to the, what's the other one? The Comic-Cons. The
Dragon-Con.
Dragon-Con.
I hear, though, when that sun goes down, things get wild.
I worked at a hotel bar where the Tupperware women, 400 of them from around the country, it was the wildest weekend of the year in that hotel. And this was a hotel bar that had a lot of stuff going on.
It's all right.
It's your boy Demo.
Until you come home with a cosplay baby inside of you. All right, let's pick up the music.
You know what's happening next? Bob Dylan's getting a biopic. You know who's going to play him?
Who?
Timothy Chalamet, that Willy Wonka fella, the kid who's starring in Dune, he's going to play. So it was originally going to be called something going electric because it's about...
The festival where he went electric
right.
And everybody went bananas.
So can I tell you, so Timothy Chalamet, he's going to play Bob Dylan. And they're casting some other things. Do you know who else is going to make an appearance in the movie? I swear to God, there's a scene where guess who shows up?
Dang, Elvis Presley, you didn't have to rile him up like that.
What now? excuse me, what?
I'm just saying, we got to follow that. And...
Well, sometimes you have to go all out when you're the king and you can't help it, you know? Because there's only one man who's a king. God picks him, hand plucks him. One night, God looked down all the millions and millions and millions of people, man, and he decided which one was the best. And it was me. They plucked me from all those millions and millions and millions of people, man.
So there
the greatest cameo in movie history.
Yes.
Hands down. Jack White as Elvis in Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
So do you know
hands down.
Do you know what's happening?
Look out!
Timothée Chalamet and Austin Butler are both in Dune 2. There's a scene in the Dylan movie where Elvis Presley's involved. Timothée Chalamet wants Austin Butler to recreate Elvis Presley.
Why not?
And he said, here's what I want to do. I want to create our own MCU universe. The musical cinematic universe. And he wants Austin Butler to be the guy who plays Elvis in the Elvis Bob Dylan scene. That's brilliant. Unless you can get Jack White.
Well, I was going to say, that might be the only way. It could be better.
Hey, pop quiz. How much did CBS pay per year the first 4 years they had the NCAA tournament? What was the contract worth? How many dollars per year the first 4 years?
$2
million. $16 million a year. It's a lot more than that now, but we're celebrating the anniversary of Selection Sunday and a whole bunch of things, and that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Pop quiz. Of all the Beatles solo songs, not written by, not George Harrison, something, literally in their own solo careers, which one did Rolling Stone dub the greatest Beatles solo song?
Wow, this is a difficult question to answer. I'm going to go with Maybe I'm Amazed. I didn't know the answer, but I got it.
Maybe I'm Amazed. It's considered number one by Rolling Stone.
I told you, I watched that documentary. Paul's daughter interviews him about how Wings first started.
Yeah.
So they're living because he sues to get out of the Beatles.
Yeah.
He has no access to his money.
Nope.
So he's, 28, 29 years old. They're living in a lumber yard in Scotland. No hot water. I mean, they're living off the land. And he starts to record what turned out to be McCartney, which this song was on.
I'm going to say
he had no money. They had nothing.
I'm going to say this. I don't think that's true. And if
you're
it
calling
is true,
Paul McCartney a liar? Is that what you're saying?
Sir Paul McCartney. Yeah, yeah.
Just be careful over there.
I'm going to say this.
I got one good hit left in me.
There's not a chance that you don't either have something stuffed away or somebody's not saying, hey, Paul, you can't live in a lumber yard. Come stay at my place.
I had no access to it. It was
you
me and Linda.
Liar!
It was me and your mom.
I don't know if I believe this. I really don't know if I believe this.
He said
what
he would get up.
What did he create a lean-to?
He said he was so depressed, he would get up and just start drinking. Drank all day, didn't bathe, didn't shave.
Yeah,
and
that's
she,
fine.
She snapped me out of it.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think he built his own house.
I also
he was Tom Hanks in Castaway at a lumberyard.
I also noticed something else during this documentary.
How's his accent going in and out?
Not him. Linda. All of a sudden, Linda became British.
Oh, well, that happens to a lot
of
people.
She's from New York City. Where did she become? All of a sudden, she's got a British accent.
I don't know that. Who's that one woman from Glee who appeared on Broadway?
Leah Michelle.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
And Madonna.
All of a sudden she sounded to me. Where's she from?
I didn't understand the college. You're from New York. What's happening here?
I don't believe the story. I think it's a good story. I'm gonna need evidence.
It's a great vocal. I don't know how you feel about the song.
Yeah, I like the song. I don't like a lot of the solo stuff by the Beatles. I'm really hard pressed to find 10 solo songs that I really like. I don't like any of Lennon's.
I think Lennon just kind of gave up after a while.
Yeah. Harrison had some good solos, didn't he?
Yeah, I agree.
He's the one. The Bangladesh concert. You go look at him and you go, oh, okay, he's pretty good. McCartney was fine with Wings. Some of the, what did he sort of fall into?
The Michael Jackson stuff?
No, that's horrible.
We're not going to fight about this, okay?
That's like asking me if I'm going to watch Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. You know that's horrible music. My point is, didn't he get into like some dapper 1890s sort of thing?
He always kind of liked that stuff, yeah. His father, his father's influence.
Well,
I think Lennon said that a lot of times, too. This is rubbish.
I'm out.
What you're trying
to
produce
last
here.
One. The Chicago Bears have the number one pick. How many times do you think the number one pick has been traded in the NFL draft history? How many times has somebody said, I got number one, you can have number one?
7 times.
13 times. And it's never been traded for number two. The reason is there were some people who believe Washington to take, I think Drake May is what they're saying, might want to move up and take the Bears. But a 2 has never been traded for a 1. 1 has never been traded for a 2. We'll find out if it happens this year.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com. And then call us for a free in-home consultation.